Hey, it's Kristen. Welcome to Wellpower Podcast's Fuck It, where we give you a short and sweet overview of everything you need for your biohacking and wellness roadmap. Let's get some.
Fuck it. Ice baths. Here's what I know. I know that it's impossible to get everything I want to say about ice baths in 15 minutes or less. Easily, we could do a much longer episode, and we have this past week. So if you want to take a deep dive into ice baths after you hear this short and sweet bucket episode on cold thermogenesis, then definitely go back and check out the interview with Jason and Adrian from Morosco Forge this week, where we take a deeper dive into all aspects of ice baths. But my promise to you is that I'm going to give you the top line, quite simplified, non-medically detailed version of what an ice bath is and what its benefits are, as well as some cute anecdotes around the world of ice baths that I've experienced. So I want to get to that, but I just want to mention one important piece, which is I am not a medical professional. So any advice or insights or things you learn from this podcast that you may want to apply to your life are for you to decide that they make sense. This means you should consult a medical professional or your doctor always to make sure something makes sense for you and your health, as well as knowing what you feel comfortable with and having the personal responsibility to adopt it into your life should it make sense, or to not because you have some contraindication or some reason why you shouldn't be doing a practice. So know as you go, and know that I'm just here to enlighten and educate and tell you some stories and see if it's something that might be right for your biohacking roadmap. Let's talk about ice baths. We got a couple different names for this that you may hear: cold therapy or cold exposure, cold thermogenesis, cold water immersion, deliberate cold exposure, ice swimming. There's got a bunch of names. So those are just some of the few. And I want to also mention that this episode is specifically about ice baths, or submerging yourself in cold water at various cold temperatures. But one thing it is not about is it's not about other forms of cold therapy like cold showers or cryotherapy, which exist and have their own benefits. But this episode is just about submerging yourself in cold water or ice water. And that's important because when you look at the research, the benefits are tenfold of cold water immersion or submersion or ice baths versus cryotherapy and cold showers. Again, those things do have benefits. And quite often when I'm working with clients in the beginning, I will have them do a cold shower protocol to be able to get adjusted and acclimated to the colder temperatures, especially if they are a person who does not love the cold. And so you can easily do that at home for free, getting in the shower, starting on hot if you want to, and then working your way to cold, and then eventually working your way up to like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes where you step in cold and step out cold. We always talk in the ice bath coaching that I do about how pros end on cold. So getting out cold, or if you're doing contrast therapy between a sauna or a hot tub and the ice bath, that you end on cold, and that's sort of the best for your body. And yes, it's super freezing cold when you get in, but you can vary the temperature. I do an ice bath sub 40 degrees, so usually around 38 degrees Fahrenheit, and you could go in slightly warmer water than that for a longer period of time, or slightly colder for a shorter period of time, as people do sometimes in ice swimming or lake plunging in the winter when you can't really control the temperature of the water you're getting in. That piece of the puzzle is really important, this adaptation piece, right? We want to become resilient. We want to become mentally tough. We want lots of these benefits of the ice bath, but getting in the ice bath is an intentional stressor. So we are putting stress on our body in order to create what we love to talk about in optimal wellness and improving your health. We want to create an adaptation to the cold, to that stressor that we put on our body, which is why we do this crazy thing that I swear you can learn to love. I personally am in love with an ice bath. I really, really, really experienced major benefits from it. I enjoy it, believe it or not, sometimes more so when I get out. And I found that over time of having a good ice bath practice, that I really have grown a bit more acclimated, and I think it gets easier. Now, not everybody would agree with that, and I think it's part of it is physiological and part of it is mental and how you approach an ice bath. But I want to encourage anyone to do their research and to sort of maybe potentially put this into their health and wellness practice to see if they like it. I want to talk about benefits now of ice baths, of cold water immersion, of cold exposure. And there are six benefits I'm going to talk about today. I'm sure there is a list that is way longer, and I can't talk about it all in the essence of time, but I'm going to talk about things that I think are important to understand from a top line perspective. And the first thing is getting in the ice bath helps us from a metabolic perspective and from a fat burning perspective. So how does it burn fat? When we get in the ice, our body temperature has to heat up. We have to generate heat, and that generation of heat helps burn calories and helps set our metabolism on fire for the day. Ben Greenfield has some protocols in his book Boundless, where he talks about getting out, doing a brisk walk, a very like steady state style walk, and then getting into the cold afterwards to flip the switch on your metabolism for the day. So generating heat burns calories, therefore burning fat. Something really important is fat comes in two types. So white fat and brown fat, white adipose tissue, brown adipose tissue. The white fat is the kind of fat that we all know and don't necessarily love. Although we do need a modicum of fat on our bodies, especially women, to be able to carry estrogen and things like that, from a balance perspective, the white fat is just essentially fat. And the brown fat, the brown adipose tissue, has a bit more metabolic function, right? So it's highly metabolically active. It has more mitochondria in the brown fat, and it helps you regulate temperature. It works in coordination with your thyroid, and it helps you with the shivering response, right? Sometimes you get out of the ice and you have a shivering response. You don't ever want to be shivering in the ice much, but getting out, your shivering is creating heat for your body. But if you have enough brown fat, that can help regulate to stop the shivering and generate the heat on the body. So brown fat is a good thing, and it's like smart fat, and we want to keep it. That builds into immunity, which is the number two benefit I want to talk about here. Getting into the ice bath, it helps increase white blood cells, right? So immune function right now is a hot topic. Everybody's wanting to boost their immunity best they can. And we lower inflammation as well, but we also want to talk about those white blood cells creating a heightened immune response, or the capability to fight infection, to fight toxicity, to fight viruses. So you've probably heard of Wim Hof. He's sort of the famous Iceman, and he has had lots of tests and research done on his specific body with the amount of ice and breath work that he's been doing in his life. And he's created this miraculous response and capability to almost manage systemically his own immune response so that he can fight off things so much more easily than the common man or woman. So immune system function and increasing white blood cells, big key benefit. Fight depression. This is the third benefit. But what I want to say about that is it's really a mood booster. So your brain releases some of these bliss chemicals, endorphins, norepinephrine, and it really helps with mood. And I noticed specifically when I did the 30 some odd days in a row of ice that I just had a general better outlook on those days. So mood booster, positive brain endorphins, that's number three benefit of ice baths. Number four, muscle. So there are a couple cases to be made, and there is a lot of research around just the ice bath and correlation to team sport training and performance training and improving muscular endurance, improving muscular capability, isometric strength, things like that. A lot of those studies are done on men, and the studies where men and women were used, the men seem to have a slightly better response to building strength, building muscle than women. So that does build back to the fact that I think it's not a daily practice may not be optimal for women given our hormone profile, but across the board, having a regular ice bath, cold thermogenesis practice is a good thing for improving endurance, building muscle, all of that. We want to make an important note that when it comes to working out and doing strength training, you don't want to do your heaviest workouts and your strength training and then go immediately into cold water immersion or ice baths. You want to give it, the research all says about an hour, because you have this hypertrophy happening in your muscles and you want to be able to not stunt the hormone that's happening in your body to grow muscle and to increase muscle and increase strength. But you want to give it some time before that. So I like to wait about 3 hours before I get in the ice separate from the workout that I've had. But the science all says take about an hour. Anything after that is okay. So you do you, you get to decide. From that standpoint, reducing inflammation. So that builds back into recovery, that my recovery times were so much shorter when I was doing regular ice baths. But and also the onset, the delayed onset of muscle soreness was much, much less. So reducing inflammation. So there are pieces of the ice bath that are always going to build back to not just immune function and this white blood cell count, but the norepinephrine comes into play. It also, the norepinephrine has a big, speaks really to reducing inflammation in the body. So that's something that gets secreted when you're in the ice bath and reduces inflammation. And then number six, benefit of cold therapy, I want to talk about bettering sleep. So like I said earlier, I thought, oh, wow, I'll do this in the morning. It will refresh me, make me feel wonderful. But what really turned out to happen was that I preferred doing it 4 or 5 o'clock before the sun went down so I could have a little bit of warmth when I was out of the bath. And I definitely noticed on my Oura Ring, I've been tracking my sleep for over 2 years, that my REM score and deep sleep score increased considerably. REM was increased by over 25% the entire time that I was doing these ice baths daily. So there's absolutely a direct correlation, and it triggers your sleep hormones and really sort of helps you get good deep rest. So those six pieces of the puzzle are benefits for the ice bath. And really when it comes to ice baths, a couple funny anecdotes I have are interesting, right? I think number one, there's a mental toughness component to this too, right? Where you're like, you get in the ice and you get out of the ice and you're like, yes, I did it. And you have this big parasympathetic rebound. So one of my most favorite things is when I have mostly female clients, when they get in the ice and they get out, if they're doing it in a group with all this oxytocin released, they're like on the rooftop, my outdoor area, and they're like singing princess songs from Disney movies. And they're just like, people are really in this element of this mood boosted, really parasympathetic rebound after you get out of the ice. So their bodies feel safe and they feel secure after they've gotten out. And they really have this capability to be lowered in inhibitions and more of their sort of essential natural selves. And it's just a super beautiful moment when people get out of the ice. The other thing that was sort of a funny instances, because, you know, I get to be a little bit of a feather ruffler, or I like a good challenge. When I first learned to get in the ice and coach and get certified to coach people through the ice baths, I had to do this big ice bath weekend with a bunch of, it was essentially like 2 or 3 of us ladies and then a bunch of guys. And so I decided before I even got in the ice, I'm going to be that person, that girl that's like, I'm going first and I'm getting in and I'm going to be a Zen master and I'm going to love this practice. And I decided that before I ever got into really, really, really cold ice. And I attribute that to why, if you can be good at it, I don't know, but why I enjoy it and why I love the practice and why my body has such a good response to it. And also I was like, I want to be a badass. I'm going to have 9 guys standing around and watching me, a couple women. I want everybody to see this is so doable and I'm not going to incite fear and I'm going to be mentally tough and I'm just going to manage with my breath the work in the ice. And it was such a refined and wonderful experience for that reason, or in part due to that mindset going in. It's still fucking cold, guys. Let's be clear. It's still super cold. But the other thing that went down is I went ice swimming in Finland on this retreat after the Biohacker Summit, and it was insanely cold, like 30 degrees or something. And like in Europe, it's a big thing when you go to your spa and your Finnish sauna and your contrast therapy, you are naked. And so you never saw someone run from the finished sauna with like 35 of us together, just a few women. And I'm a person who, I don't mind being naked if it's in a sauna spa experience that's co-ed. That's cool. I can live with that. But when it's majority of the people there are male bodies, you kind of notice that you have different parts. So you never saw anyone run so fast from the sauna to the ice swimming and plunge in like a crazy woman than me, but I really, really enjoyed that experience. The ice swimming in the river was so icy cold. And shout out to Anthony DiClemente, who you can find at Biohacking Secrets, who was like this American guy who was like, look, I'm going to be chivalrous and not like, Kristen doesn't need to be the last one in the cold. And of course, I was like competitive and trying to be the last one in the cold. And yeah, he stayed in the whole time with me. And then we just like shivered like crazy afterwards. So we stayed in like 5 or 6 minutes. It was insane. And that's what I know. So fuck it. That's all she wrote. Thanks so much for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on social, Instagram at Well Power Podcast. Leave a little feedback, input, requests, messages. Love to hear from you. And we're out.